The Bush administration is investigating a report that Islamic extremists connected with al-Qaeda obtained a chemical weapon in Iraq last month or late in October. That's according to an article in today's Washington Post. The article quotes officials who say the weapon was smuggled out of Iraq through Turkey. Washington Post reporter Barton Gellman joins me now. Good morning.
Morning.
What is this weapon?
It's some form of chemical agent. The suspicion, based on the way they got the information, is that it's a nerve agent called VX, about the most potent one.
And who are these extremists who got this nerve agent?
They're operatives from a group called Azbat al-Ansar, mainly based in Lebanon, but recently established an enclave in northern Iraq. They receive funding from al-Qaeda and are part of the broad informal network, but it's unknown whether they are working directly on al-Qaeda's behalf in this transaction.
Does U.S. intelligence know where this weapon might be?
They are, as you could imagine, deeply interested in that subject and are devoting additional resources to finding out, but no, they don't know.
Any evidence that Saddam Hussein knew about this?
No evidence at all. There is speculation. It would be hard in Iraq to smuggle out part of a chemical weapons arsenal without his knowledge, but no one claims they have evidence on the subject.
If the report is true, what does it mean for the war on terror and the Bush administration's efforts to disarm Iraq?
Well, it's a couple of different milestones. It'd be the first time known that al-Qaeda or its affiliate obtained any non-conventional weapon other than cyanide, if you would count that. It's also probably the most concrete evidence obtained to date that al-Qaeda terrorists receive some form of material assistance in Iraq. And finally, if the weapons come from Iraq, then it means Iraq has them and therefore could be used to rebut this 12,000-page declaration of last week that they've relinquished all that stuff already.
Of course, the Iraqis knew all of that, and they know that the United States was looking for some sort of excuse to use against Iraq, so why would they risk this?
That would be speculation, but the CIA speculated not so long ago that the main condition under which Iraq might use or let others use its weapons of mass destruction is if it believed that war was imminent and that the regime was directly under threat.
And what's all this say about Turkey's ability to intercept operatives associated with al-Qaeda?
There are smuggling routes that have worked for a couple of hundred years, and Turkey, I doubt, would claim that is on top of all of them.
Tell me more about this group. I never heard of them before.
It's Sunni extremists, many of them Palestinian. They have considerable influence in a well-known refugee camp in southern Lebanon called Ain el-Hilwe. They have globalized, as so many groups have, and now have an enclave in northern Iraq.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Reporter Barton Gellman of the Washington Post.